Joe Stimson. We've had Nathan Brown, Brown Sauce. We've had you, Timmy Menner, and now we have someone nicknamed
the White Rhino, the Great White Rhino,
the Great White Rhino.
Yeah. I'm a very big fan. Is he on the line, Christian? How are you, mate? Gee, it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, I'm good. But a little bit of clarification: Stimson was a back rower, and then he fell off a scooter in Bali in off season, and I think he ate half of it and come back as a crook. So let's be careful grouping in with us.
I actually made the point earlier before the show started because the missile's excited about this front rowers club theme. I'm like, well, I don't know if Stimson actually.
He called himself a hybrid, I believe.
Yeah, he's got a temporary visa. Like, I mean, we let him come in and work, but he's not one of us.
He also said he wears, was it fluoro orange boots, which Timmy wasn't too impressed by either.
I wasn't happy about that. Yeah.
Nah, he's a fraud.
So you've taken a little jab at him here. Oh, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Joe Stimson had some. It's not a rebuttal because he went first, but he had some things to say about you, Christian. Let's listen to this audio of Joe Stimson.
Oh, definitely the dugong. There's no White Rhino about him. He's soft, pudgy, and it's not an aggressive bone in his body. So
Your mate, the White Rhino, has got beautiful hair as well.
He's receding.
Really?
If you get him on, press him about his hairline because he struggles.
Please make a note. Yeah.
Mate, for sure. He is one of the biggest lies about his handicap I've ever heard, I reckon.
Oh, really? Goes, that's a big accusation.
I'll stand by it. It's he's dead to Gazzy. I'm off 13 and then I go play him and I haven't seen him hit under 100. So, it doesn't really add up.
There you go, Christian. He's gone the tripline. Three things. So he said he's never seen you shoot under 100. Problems with the hairline and the dugong rather than the White Rhino.
It's a desperate move for a bloke who's engaged to his second cousin. and I know tomorrow's a small place, and I grew up in the city, so I probably don't understand the whole rural thing and the shortage of eligible candidates. But I can't cop that from
So me. Does the web toes have anything to do with, I guess, the small town situation?
No, 100%. It's all intertwined. And I don't want to besmirch. Tomorrow's produced a lot of fantastic footballers. Yep. Heathcliff, Trent Barrett, Luke Bruce, and then there's the Stimson clan who obviously keep it in house.
About the hairline comment? There's been a lot of talk about hairlines in this show because we had Nathan Brown on Brown Sauce, and his front row partner, his bash brother off the bench, is of course Matt Lodge, who's had one of the great returns in sport.
I'm all for it. Play on. The biggest cauliflower ears, they're just putrid. So when I retire, I'm flying over to Turkey if it ends up going. I'm hanging on right at the moment, but that could be me off-season destination one year.
Yeah, well, there was talk. So Joe has mentioned the fact that there might be a play. So your strapping around your head might be a way to hide that receding hairline. Is there any truth there?
nah. It's to stop my ears from cauliflowering it up. But anyway.
Timmy, I briefly mentioned the trip to Turkey before, and Timmy hit me with all these statistics, costs, number of hairs, all this stuff. So I get the feeling he may have done a bit of research in this area.
Oh. Well, as you can tell, if I did do it, it didn't work very well. Christian, obviously you guys are traveling very nicely. But also your personal life. Can you give us any updates on the status of your relationship?
I'll tell you what, this head is bruised and battered. So I finally have got a girlfriend, which is really nice because the looks are going south. Kick pressure doesn't make you look pretty.
We should make that a quote. I'll need that tattoo.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Kick pressure doesn't make you look pretty.
That's true. It's all those cowards in the halves who you can't touch them these days. And Timmy's probably the only one in the former players to actually stick up. It's like us big boys when we run shape and pass the ball on the line, we get whacked. It's play on, but it's a halfback. You're looking at 4 weeks. It's criminal, but it's just the corrupt media that's against the big men.
This is the get back today because it's been all front rowers and a hybrid on today's show to I guess put things right.
We're making it and to be honest, all White Rhinos too.
The brown sauce, that's true. He is a White Rhino.
Well, you look at Christian, right? So he's got Nelson there, he's got Tui, and you look at New South Wales got Payne Haas, and these dynamic, incredible athletes, these Polynesian athletes are incredible. But the Christian Welches of the world are fading away. I've had to fly the white flag and I have to surrender as well.
What about Pat Carrigan? Is he a white rhino or is he a 13?
Oh, he's more of a 13. I don't know.
Well, he's a lock, so yeah. he's a bit too skillful for us. But look, I think a serious discussion needs to have. It's a crisis, and whether we look at bringing quotas back or something, you know, each team must have two or three white front rowers, or else, you know, we need a conservation program put in place.
All right. Front row talk. Can I ask you to participate in a little segment we've got here, Christian? I'll play this stinger and then I'll go to you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time for your weekly Winger Appreciation Assembly. Thanks to Winghouse, the best seats and beers. Always guaranteed.
All right, Christian. We need you to hit us with your Winger Appreciation for the week. Who's your best Winger of the week?
I don't appreciate him.
Exactly. I'm on the same page.
Is this an actual segment?
It's a segment. It's a sponsored segment with Winghouse.
This is great. No wonder the ratings at the end are plumbing.
Well, I was going to nominate...
They wouldn't have this on Triple M. This is just great.
I was going to nominate your boy Xavier Coates, who's just scoring for fun at the moment, but you reckon he's not doing a good job.
He's a winger. What is his job? How many tackles a game?
Well, he's got to fall over the try line.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's actually doing freakish things. It's unbelievable. It's annoying because he's like 108 kilos and he's lightning fast. Like, he's just such an athlete and he works so hard on his game. Yeah, so he had a little minor hamstring there, but hopefully he'll be back pretty soon. But, geez, we've got so many incredible athletes, you know, particularly wingers. And even, you know, you think about that rule change of removing the corner posts, you know, out of touch. We're just seeing some just amazing finishes, these guys, and yeah, Xavier's right up there.
Sorry, I just want to. So the opening for that was Big Papa playing, and then you're talking about wingers. So that's a first strike.
Go to Gibbo, producer
it's called
Gibbo.
Irony, Tim.
Okay.
Sure.
So I'm assuming what's happened is Winghouse is sponsoring the segment, and you thought
Winghouse wingers.
Yeah, wingers. Okay. What if we found a sponsor that reflects the front rowers? Can we maybe have a
truck sponsor?
Yeah.
Truck and nut.
Yeah, Isuzu do something.
Oh,
like
truck and nut, yeah.
Truck and nut.
What is it, a wing house? Is it like a chicken store?
Yeah. It's like they do wings and beers and all that sort of stuff.
You know the wingers, they're salad, they're just body conscious. They're not going to wing house. The big boys, that's where we're going.
That's our home. We invest more in wing house than the wingers ever would.
It's a good point. That's a very good point. Hey, Christian, I wanted to ask you a lot of talk over the past fortnight about the kickoffs and, I mean, the danger involved. We saw the Moses Sully situation on Thursday night. Timmy said he absolutely loves the kickoff. It was his favourite part of the game. 3 metres, he reckons, for Supercoach. what are your thoughts on the kickoff as it stands currently?
Well, I mean, Timmy's got a good point because you look at short dropouts now. They've stolen, I reckon, 30 metres on average for every front row out there. You know, you get a couple of those in a game, that's a free 20 metres. Really juices stats up.
They've stolen short. Every part of the game that front rowers love.
You know, it's criminal.
The repeat
it's
sets,
criminal.
The take away the scrums, the stopwatch on dropouts and it's just stop playing with the front rowers' emotions.
I know. Even at Thursday, there's a 30-second shot clock and we decided we wanted to make about 20 tackles in a row because Cameron Munster and that tried making errors on play one. So I'm all in the scrum and I see on the screen the 30 seconds. I go, you beauty. Here we go. There's a nice little breather here. And then the ref goes, oh, no, I can turn it off. So I got to about 18. He goes, no, righto, it's good to go or else I'll penalise you. I'm going, this is...
How can they do that?
For this rubbish, you know?
They can
skip it forward and then you can penalise you, actually. So not the greatest.
I retired
but now,
when they brought
the good.
The kickoffs, I still enjoy them. And it's not just about the meters, mate. It's also you get to wind up. You get to choose where you want to run that in defensive line.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I remember my first, this is my fifth game of NRL, and Leeson Armau, who can hit blokes, I was third man into a tackle and I just flew into his back. It was a real dog shot kind of option and he was filthy. And we're at the scrum and he's going, you're a weak so-and-so. And I go, you're probably right, I am. But Jesse Bromwich stood up for me. He's going, no, back off, mate, yada, yada. And then I had the kickoff carry, and they kicked to me. And then, you know, where you can try and find a hooker, but he was on the other side. So I was going, geez, this is not good. I got DeBell and Armau and another big boy. And I ran straight, and I got just put in the next week. I just spit out of my mouth, went backwards. And then I think it's permanently given me a little stutter step off all kickoff.
it's like an itch in your body that just.
What did you think? Talking kickoff returns, we had Nathan Brown, the Brown Sauce, on earlier in the show. What about his kickoff returns the past month?
Oh, I haven't seen him. Why? What's he been doing?
Off the back fence, particularly against Penrith last week, but last night against Parramatta. Just off the back fence, full bore,
change of direction.
The old firm?
What's that?
Yeah, no, he's good. He goes really, really hard, and his acceleration on the ball. He's a quality player, but even Hargraves, it's not even a kickoff. It's just hard to tackle that guy. He's just a bloody beast, and, you know, he bumpers. He's just so physical, you know, and he's a generational front rower. He's got right up there on the pantheon for me. So I don't think it's a kickoff thing. I think it's just hard to tackle Jared Hargraves. I think that's the thing.
Hey, I could be wrong, but did you start on the weekend or the other day?
Yeah.
How did you find that? Obviously, like bouncing around, like playing off the bench. Are you able to adapt pretty easily between starting and off the bench?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a balance. I think coming off the bench game, it's opened up a bit more, and you know, I don't consider myself a ball player, but I've been trying to add that into the game a bit. Whereas I think starting a game, you kind of just need to get into that arm wrestle. You know, there's some big bodies like, you know, Tom Burgess and that. You just really got to, I suppose, get over that ad line and try and play the ball. It's a bit more restrictive. And I think, obviously, down here in Melbourne, it's a bit of a risk-averse conservative, I suppose, style of play at times. They try and promote it a bit. But, I guess it's a small adjustment. But, yeah, really enjoyed it on the weekend. We've got such a good forward pack. And, I don't know where my role. Obviously, Tui was starting at the start of the year, and he's doing such a great job. So we've got him. Nelson's fit. So we've got some really good depth. Alec McDonald and Joe Chan and obviously Josh King and Trent Liero, they've probably been our best players. So it's a really tight-knit forward pack at the moment, and we're all kind of chipping in how we can.
It seems to be a really important coaching tactic at the moment for front row rotation to maintain that momentum or even increase it. Nathan Brown was saying Seabold doesn't even call interchanges bench players anymore. He calls them impact players, and that's the role for he and Matt Lodge. Do you feel like it's more now about maintaining momentum when you do come off the bench, or even lifting the morale a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. And like if you look at the minutes played, obviously there's the boys like Payne Haas and Junior Bolo who, you know, they knock out 70, 60 minutes. But, you know, a lot of the front rows are sitting around 50 minutes and the bench is probably around 40. So it's probably not too much difference in terms of time on the field. But, yeah, I think it's really important that, yeah, your fronties generally will go 20, 25 minutes, and then you've got that second unit coming on, and you either want to try and keep momentum going, foot on the throat, or try and reverse it. So it's interesting how, you know, some coaches like using two subs, some use three and rotate the whole ruck. So I suppose it depends the type of player you got. I know Belzer, he likes trying to probably use two and then keeping six subs in the second half just to have it up his sleeve. But I think it's really important, that bench.
All righty, Christian. Thanks for joining us as part of the Front Rowers Club this morning and for your input on wrapping all those brilliant wingers out there.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, boys. And thanks for the plight of the front row. Overlooked, underloved, underpaid, underappreciated. So thanks for giving us some time.
We're trying to break through the corrupt media and get more of us in there, mate. We'll swing it. We'll swing
the establishment, mate. You know, there's too many fraud halfbacks out there on camera. Yep. I know you're on Fox, so appreciate it, my man.
The pendulum's swinging, mate. It's swinging. Thanks, mate.
There he is.